coming up on episode number 1082, a rare Saturday episode of Coverville as we celebrate the 45th birthday of Weezer frontman Rivers Cuomo, who turns 45 today, June 13th, 2015. It is the Weezer cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Saturday afternoon. It is Saturday, June 13th, 2015. My name is Brian Ibbent. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, sort of a makeup day, because Wednesday I was on the Daily Tech News Show. And if you haven't checked that episode out, or any of the Daily Tech News Show, you totally should. Just do a search for Daily Tech News and look for Wednesday's show. We were on there talking about, things like Hot Topic, buying ThinkGeek, stuff like that. GameStop trying to buy ThinkGeek. Or was it the other way around? See, now I'm confused. Was it Hot Topic or GameStop? I think it was GameStop, actually, that ended up getting it. Hot Topic didn't. But all that over there is on the Daily Tech News Show. Go check that out. And we'll get back on track, at least for a week, this week. And then the next week, I'm in Japan. So there won't be an episode of Coverville the following week. Oh, it's all so confusing. You need to write all this down, right? All right, let's get things started here with the aforementioned cover story for Weezer. Yeah, Rivers Cuomo turning 45 today. So the whole show today is going to be dedicated to the music of Weezer. Seems appropriate. Let's start things off with a cover of Buddy Holly. This is by the Holophonics from the Masquerades Volume 1 album from 2012. Here is Buddy Holly.
What's with these homies dissing the girl? Why do they got a front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? But you know I'm yours, and I know you're mine. Me, you, I look just like Buddy Holly. Oh, and you're married to the moon. I don't care what they say about us anyway.
Can bottle of beer. The wave is coming, but I ain't got no fear. I'm waxing down so that I'll go real fast. I'm waxing down because it's really a blast. I'm going surfing because I don't like your face. I'm bailing out because I hate the race. Of rats are running round and round in a maze. I'm going surfing, I'm going surfing. As they surf along, the sea is forming like a 1,000-pound cake. I'm going surfing, I'm going surfing. You take your car to work, I'll take my board. And when you're out of fuel, I'm still afloat. All along the undertow, it's strengthening its hold. I never thought it'd come to this. Now I can never go. I'm
It's been a year or two since I
That is The Good Life by the band Xylos covering Weezer, a song from Pinkerton, which got released in 1996, I believe is when that came out. The record label actually rushed that one out as a single to try and save the album, which was failing commercially. It was a great album and regarded by a lot of Weezer fans as one of the best Weezer albums out there. But it wasn't doing well commercially, and so they rushed the Weezer original of The Good Life out to try and save that album. If you've ever seen the music video, it's actually got Mary Lynn Rashkub from 24 and from the Larry Sanders Show as a pizza deliverer, and it's really, really good. That was The Good Life performed by Xylos. Before that, Viva La Vida performed by Weezer. That's a track you can find on the Hurley album that came out in 2010. Yeah, named after the character from Lost, even shows his face on the cover of that album. Really, really cool nod to Hurley. Surf Wax America right before that from Reliant K from their two-part EP set. K is for karaoke. Reliant K is for karaoke. Two EPs came out in 2011. You got to get them both. They're so good. Why would you get one and not get the other? Get them both already. Brother Howe right before that with their cover of of Undone, the sweater song. And I love how it starts out kind of sound like the original, and then it goes into a completely different tempo. You remember the original version, of course, has that much slower tempo, but that cover right there by Brother Howe really, really moves it up into kind of a little bit of a stomper, right? And Buddy Holly at the top of that set. Ska version by the Holophonics from the 2012 collection Masquerades, and of course, Masquerade spelled with the S-K-A right in the middle of it, Volume 1. Moving along to set number two here, let's start off with a band called Glass Eater from a 2002 tribute to Weezer, which was called A Tribute to Weezer. Here's their cover of Holiday.
Holiday, far away, the say I need some Rogaine to put in my hair. Work it out at the gym to fit my underwear. Oakley makes the shades to transform the tool. You'd hate for the kids to think that you lost your cool. I'ma do the things that I wanna do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I eat my candy with the pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't gonna wear the clothes that you like. I'm finally dandy with the me inside. One look in the mirror and I'm tickled. Song with a catchy chorus and a beat so they can sing along. Timberland knows the way to reach the top of the charts. Maybe if I work with him I can perfect the art. I'ma do the things that I wanna do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I'll eat my candy with the pork and beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't gonna wear the clothes that you like. I'm finally dandy with the meat inside. One look in the mirror and I'm sick of pain. I don't give a hoot about what you think. I don't care. 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 I'ma do the thing.
Please be true, you know that I try. Have you been
You just can't talk over that bit. Rainbow Connection, Weezer featuring Paramore's Hayley Williams. That one recorded for the Green Album, the Muppets Green Album, which came out in 2011, featured a bunch of different pop artists doing covers of Muppets classics. That one, the original version was, the Muppet Show's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, right? Where the main character is trying to decide what they're going to do going forward and what their goal is to find something more in life. Such a great version. Unfortunately, the original version, the version by Kermit, lost in the 1980 Academy Awards to a song from Norma Rae, It Goes Like It Goes, which was definitely a travesty. That song should have won the Academy Award for Best Song. That version right there, that was Weezer featuring Hayley Williams. Before that, Total War and their cover of Jamie, that one from the record label Covers compilation from a couple years ago. The Bangkok Five from the album Under the Covers. Yeah, there's a title that unfortunately gets well overused for cover albums. That one came out in 2013. Great version of Pork and Beans where they change up the chord progression a little bit. I think it makes it into a very different song when it's when that chord progression changes like that. The Bangkok Five and their cover of Pork and Beans. Weezer, right before that, with a cover of Life's What You Make It, originally by Tok Tok. Now, you may be saying to yourself, dude, Brian, what's up? That didn't sound like Weezer at all. And I would say, yes, you're kind of right. However, it is a Weezer song where Patrick Wilson, who's the drummer, actually took the reins on vocals there. Cover of the Tok Tok song that you can find only on import versions of the Red Album. The Japanese import or the UK import actually features a bunch of different covers on there and is the version you definitely want to get a hold of if you can. There's a cover of the band's The Wait, which has Scott Schreiner doing vocals, and Mary Curry, which is a Japanese song with vocals by Rivers Cuomo. Some great stuff that you can only find on the Japanese deluxe edition of the Red Album. Go search that one out. That's the one to buy right there of the Red Album. And then the... let's see, that set started off with Glass Eater and their cover of Holiday. You usually don't hear me playing songs that feature any of that screaming in there, but that one I think was okay. 2002, A Tribute to Weezer is the album on which you will find that track. Before we get back to the next set of music, why don't we tell you about how Amazon has got you covered? Yeah, so you all know, or maybe you don't, and I'll teach you, I'll tell you, and so you do know, that if you go to coverville.com and click on the show notes for any episode, you can go through and see all the songs that I played, and if they're available at amazon.com or iTunes, you can click the link and go right to Amazon and buy it. But maybe you didn't know that any purchase you make at Amazon actually helps me out, helps out Coverville a lot. So whether you're buying music or you're buying something else, for example, somebody in the last 7 days figured out that Amazon has got them covered for a record player, a turntable record player from Sylvania with USB encoding. And I'm guessing, because this was bought at around the same time, an RCA disc washer vinyl record care system. It's good. If you do buy a turntable, you do want to buy a disc washer so that you can keep your albums clean and pop and crackle free. So whoever bought that in the last 7 days, not only did you get some great equipment for your home to listen to albums, but you helped me out with just under $2 of commission. Yeah, and you can help me out too. Just go to coverville.com and click on the Amazon banner on the right side of the page, or visit coverville.com/Amazon, and you'll automatically be directed to Amazon's page where anything you buy from that point will help me out. It only works when you add stuff to your cart after you go to Coverville. So go to Coverville first, then go to Amazon, add stuff to your cart, purchase it, and your purchase helps Coverville a lot. So thank you for that. And thank you for buying using the Amazon link. let's get back to the music. And how about a cover of Why Bother by I Fight Dragons? Now, in 2009, a bunch of different artists got together and recorded the 8-bit album, Weezer, the 8-bit album. And don't worry, if you're not a fan of typical 8-bit, you're really going to enjoy this because it's not your typical chiptune Game Boy sounding cover. I happen to like those, but I know that not everybody does. This one is a happy medium between that and the covers you've grown to love here. Why Bother by I Fight Dragons.
Next to you, you got a look that makes me think you're cool, but it's just sexual attraction, not something real, so I better keep whacking. Why bother? It's gonna hurt me, it's gonna kill when you desert me. That's happened to me twice before, it won't happen to me
I've been just don't know what to do. Or maybe you're scared to say. Cause I think we'd make a good team. And you could keep my fingernails clean. But that's just a stupid dream. And I won't realize. Cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking. And I ain't faking. I'll bring home the turkey if you bring home the bacon.
I'm alive like you. So please, hello.
I won't tell you that I love you, Every morning, every day, I am hoping for the chance to get away. In the evening, every night, I am dreaming of a chance to make it right. Every chance that I get, I am placing a bet on the sun in the sky. And if you take this away from me, I'll never forgive you, can't you see? Our life will be broken, our hate will be unspoken. I can feel those metal chains, and they're holding back the hope that keeps me sane. I can fight back, yes I can, 'cause I'm strong enough to show you I'm a man. And I hate what you do when your poison seeps through, and you're laughing at me. And if you take this away from me, I'll never forgive you, can't you see? Our life will be broken, our hate will be unspoken. Every chance that I get, I am placing a bet on the sun in the sky as it sets out of sight. And I hate what you do when your poison seeps through, and you're laughing at me. And if you take this away from me, I'll never forgive you, can't you see? Our life will be broken, our hate will be unspoken. And if you take this away from me, I'll never forgive you, can't you see? Our life will be broken, our hate will be unspoken.
Murder by Death, from a Kickstarter project they did in 2013 called As You Wish, where they released a cover album for their fans. That was their cover of Unspoken, and you can still get that over there on their Bandcamp page. Links, of course, in the show notes to where you can pick that up. Weezer right before that with a mashup cover of Kids and Poker Face. Now, they included this back in 2009 as part of what I thought was a brilliant, brilliant way to release music, and I really want to see more artists take this on. They did something called the iTunes Pass, and what they did is for a subscription fee, not only would you get the upcoming album that they were releasing, but you'd get all this extra bonus material that they were recording, demo versions of tracks as they did it, things like that. As they were producing it, you would get it. You wouldn't have to wait until the album came out to get all of the great bonus stuff. And that was part of one of those weeks. Week 4 was the week that they included that great cover of Kids and Poker Face. And I'd love to see more artists do this thing. And I think potentially it could be one of the directions of the future of music, is instead of buying albums, you would subscribe to a band and you'd get all their material. In addition to buying albums, you would subscribe to a band and get all the stuff that they produce. Kind of the Indiegogo and Kickstarter mentality as it is, or the Patreon mentality of releasing stuff like that. El Scorcho, right before that, Professor Shy Guy featuring I Fight Dragons from his 2014 History 1-1 album. And that's another Bandcamp release. You can get a bunch of great artists helping Professor Shy Guy out on that album. Artists like Marion Call, for example, and the Double Clicks helping him out on a cover of Anna Ang by They Might Be Giants. That's Professor Shy Guy. And I Fight Dragons, again, right before that, from the Weezer 8-Bit Album Project from 2009, and a cover of Why Bother. one last set of music here, and you've probably been waiting for a cover of Say It Ain't So. Well, let's get to it. This one was part of the Wakey Wakey Wednesdays project and was released in 2008. You can find a lot of those covers that Wakey Wakey recorded as part of this on their SoundCloud page, and I'll provide a link in the show notes to where you can locate that. Here is Wakey Wakey and their cover of Say It Ain't So.
Oh, yeah. All right. So somebody's tiny is crowding my icebox, and somebody's cold one is giving me chills. I guess I'll just close my eyes. And oh yeah. All right, it feels good inside. I flip on the telly, I wrestle with Jimmy. Something is bubbling behind my back. The bottle is ready to blow. And say it ain't so. Your drug is a heartbreaker. And say it ain't so. My love is a life taker. Can't confront you, and I never could do that which might hurt you. So try to be cool when I say this way is a waterfall away from me that takes you further every day. So be cool. And say it ain't so. Your drug is a heartbreaker. And say it ain't so. My love is a life taker. Dear Daddy, I write you. In spite of years of silence, you've cleaned up, found Jesus, and things are good, so I hear this bottle of Stevens awakens ancient feelings like fire. So say it ain't so. Your drug is a heartbreaker. And say it ain't so. My love is a life
I was all alone. Thank you. It's been our pleasure to serve you tonight. Darling, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. I'm on my knees. One day it's fine and next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Indecision's bugging me. You don't want me, set me free. Exactly who am I supposed to be? To know which clothes even fit me. So come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me go. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble.
Sentimental argument and bitter love, hugged without a kiss again, dragged it through the mud, yelling at brick walls and punching windows made of stone. The worry rock has turned to dust, falling on our sentimental argument and bitter love, hugged without a kiss again, dragged it through the mud. Where do we go from here, and what did you do with the directions? Promise me no dead end streets, and I'll guarantee we'll have the road. And I guarantee we'll have the road.
They both had a song named Holiday. They were both popular in the 90s and continued into the 2000s. That is Weezer covering Green Day from a 2008 tribute called A Different Shade of Green. Yeah, two bands that took very different paths, but always end up on great bands of the 90s lists very close together. Weezer and their cover of Worry Rock. Before that, Weezer again with their cover of The Clash's Should I Stay or Should I Go? That one also part of that iTunes pass. Now, while you can still pick up the Kids and Poker Face mashup on iTunes, you can't get the Clash cover for whatever reason. That's not available anymore. Beans right before that with their cover of No One Else. That one's from a tribute to Weezer from 2007 called Making Noise. Taggart with Suzanne, that one from a tribute called About a Girl, each song featuring the name of a different woman, and that great cover of Weezer's Suzanne. And Wakey Wakey, starting off that set with a with a cover of Say It Ain't So, that one from their 2008 Wakey Wakey Wednesdays. Oh, that's loud. And with that... We're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me for any reason, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call in a request at 1-877-7-COVER-9. Yeah, that's a toll-free number. Toll-free. Anyone care about toll-free numbers anymore? Is it just me? It's a toll-free number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, leave your message in the show notes for this or any other episode. While you're there, you can download older shows and check out the 1.0 version of the Coverville search tool. Some good things coming on the horizon for that. Keep your eyes peeled for new stuff over there at coverville.com. All right, we'll be back on Wednesday with a special Japan edition of Coverville, Japanese covers and covers of songs about Japan. So stick around for that. That'll be on Wednesday, and then we're taking a week off to actually go to Japan. Coverville in Japan. I don't know what's going to happen, but I guarantee that I'm going to come back with some more great Japanese covers. I promise you, I'm going to hit a record store, several record stores while I'm out there, and buy lots of crap. So stay tuned for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultrafeed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll do the things that they want to do. They ain't got a thing to prove to you.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.